But this morning we'd like to draw your attention to the 11th chapter, verse 23. The church in Jerusalem had heard good reports that were coming from the area of Antioch of how many people were receiving Jesus Christ. And a large fellowship was forming as people were turning to the Lord. And so the church in Jerusalem decided to send Barnabas to Antioch in order that they might get a first-hand report of this move of the Spirit that was taking place in this Gentile city. And so we read that when he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad. And he exhorted them all that with purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord. That with purpose of heart. In the psalm that we read this morning, and basically the reason why we changed to this 17th psalm, was the psalmist said, I have purposed in my heart that I would not speak wickedly. Living the Christian life is not easy. It takes more than just a decision to try something. It takes real purpose of heart, because in living the Christian life, we find ourselves opposed to the world, to the flesh, and to the devil that work in concert against you to destroy your Christian faith and experience. The philosophy of the world is in antithesis to the Christian walk and to the Christian thought. The philosophy of the world is often expressed in some of their maxims: get while the getting is good, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think, let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Now, that philosophy of the world is in opposition to what the Bible teaches us. Jesus said, it is more better to give than to receive. That we should be more interested in giving than we are taking or getting. The teachings of Christ would have us to be concerned with not the present comfort, but the eternal welfare. Not to hate and to get even, but to love and to forgive. And so, as a Christian, living in a world whose philosophy is to take and to get and to just kick the traces and live for pleasure, as a Christian, I seek to live for those things that have eternal value. The Christian life is opposed to our flesh. Paul tells us that the flesh is warring against our spirit and our spirit against our flesh, and these two are contrary. Now, my flesh longs to get even. If some wrong has been done to me deliberately, my flesh wants to arise to the occasion and to get even with that person who did me wrong. The flesh says, tell them off. They've got it coming. But the Spirit says, forgive them. Let it go. What difference does it make? The flesh says, go in there and demand your rights. The Spirit says, forget it. Move on to higher things. The flesh says, try to make an impression on that cute little gal. And the Spirit says, remember your wife and your family and give your love unto them completely. The flesh says, hate them for what they did to you. The Spirit says, forgive them and love them. The flesh says, get even. The Spirit says, show mercy. And so to live the Christian life is to bring my flesh in subjection. Subjection to the Spirit. And to obey the voice of the Spirit rather than the voice of my flesh. Rather than getting angry and getting upset and going into a pout, demanding and insisting on my own way, I learned to be flexible, to be giving, and to weigh things in their eternal values rather than temporary advantages. And then there is the devil, who is there to exploit the weakness of my flesh, holding up the baubles of the world, seeking to dazzle me and draw me into the worldly enticements. He is constantly trying to put a stumbling block in my path. The Bible tells us he goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's there to distort the truth and to cause me to believe a lie. So to live a Christian life takes more than just an emotional decision. It's more than just making up my mind to be a Christian. Because you see, it's too easy to change your mind. Christianity is not like a new pair of shoes. I'll wear them for a couple of days to see if they're comfortable. It's not like driving the car around the block to see if you like the way it handles. It takes real purpose of heart. And so as Barnabas was exhorting them, he exhorted them that they would purpose in their hearts. As the psalmist, I've purposed in my heart that my mouth will not transgress. We read concerning Daniel, who was taken as a captive to Babylon. He was just a young man, no doubt still in his teens. And he was brought into the midst of this worldly environment, the capital of the world, with all of the enticements, all of the allurements. And he was there in the king's palace where every luxury was there for him. The finest of the delicacies of the king's meat and all. But it said Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. He had to stand up against the opposition. He had to stand up against the pressure. But he was able to do so because he had purposed in his heart. One of the reasons why a person so many times fails to keep their resolves is because it was an emotional decision. It was a decision of the mind rather than a purpose of the heart. Notice as Paul speaks of saving faith, he said, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in thine heart," don't believe in your head, but you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. It's not an issue that I'm questioning, arguing over. It's something that I have come to believe and accept fully and completely without question. Jesus is risen from the dead. Paul said, you will be saved. It's one thing to say, I've decided I'm not going to do that again. And to say, I have purposed in my heart that I will never do that again as long as I live. And so Barnabas is exhorting the people to purpose in their hearts. To what? To cleave to the Lord. To stick with the Lord. You've made a decision to receive Jesus Christ. Now, purpose in your heart to stick to that decision. In Deuteronomy, we read one of Moses' last appeals to the people before he died. He realized that he was going to turn the reins of leadership over to Joshua. And so he gathered the people together. And in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 16, Moses said, "In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land, whether you go to possess it. But if your heart turns away, so that you will not hear, but you will be drawn away, and you worship other gods, and you serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you will surely perish, and that you will not prolong your days in the land, whether you pass over Jordan to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord thy God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give it to them." So, obey his voice. Cleave unto him. And this is exactly what Barnabas is exhorting these new believers in Antioch, that you will cleave or stick with the Lord. Moses commanded them to love the Lord, to obey his voice, to cleave to him. The result would be that they would live and multiply, and they would remain in the land that God gave to them. But the warning was that if you turn from him, you will surely perish, and you'll be driven from the land that the Lord has given to you. And he declares it's a life and death matter. I set before you today life and death. It's serious. It's life and death. It's either being blessed of God or cursed of God. And so Barnabas exhorting the new believers, that with purpose of heart, they will cleave to the Lord. Stick to the Lord, because only the Lord can save you. We're living in a day and in an age in which there is a lot of pressure from the world to broaden the way to heaven. People are angry, they are upset, because we declare, according to the scriptures, that only through Jesus Christ can a person have a hope for eternal life. We declare with Peter, neither is there salvation in any other. Now, that causes us to be marked by the world as a religious fanatic, as a radical. And that puts us in the category of the Hamas, religious fanatic radicals. And so, in grouping us as such, they say we are a threat and we are a danger to society, because we believe that it is only through Jesus Christ that a person can have hope for eternal life. And there's a lot of pressure from the world to take a more liberal stance and to recognize that there is hope for salvation through Buddha and through the teachings of Muhammad and through the other religious systems, because there is that God consciousness in all of us. And thus, it really doesn't matter which path you choose to follow, all paths lead to God. And for us to maintain that all paths do not lead to God, there is a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof is the way of death, causes us today to be suspect by the world and to be branded as bigots and religious fanatics. And yet, as Peter said, there is no other name under heaven given unto man whereby we must be saved. Paul said, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I am the door to the sheepfold. If anyone tries to come in by any other way, he's a thief and a robber. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's why it's so important to cleave to the Lord. For it is only through Jesus Christ that you can have any hope at all for salvation. And so Barnabas is exhorting them, purpose in your heart. You're not going to turn, you're not going to change, but you're going to cleave, you're going to stick with Jesus Christ. This exhortation was necessary because there are many people who start the Christian walk with great zeal and great fervor. But as time goes on, the love for the things of the Lord begins to wax cold. They begin to develop, as in Ephesus, a state of lukewarmness. The zeal for the things of Christ are not there as they once were. And the world begins to again take a hold on their lives. So Barnabas is saying, purpose in your heart. You're going to just cleave to the Lord. Don't let him go. Because there are those who the seed falls upon the rocky soil. And though they receive the word with gladness, because there is no depth, at the time of persecution and trouble, they fall away. When they are doing follow-up work on evangelistic crusades, they discover that many of the people who went forward to make a decision for Jesus Christ never went beyond that. They didn't change their lifestyles at all. They didn't really get into a fellowship. They didn't grow in the things of Christ. It was just the emotion of a moment. Their hearts were touched through something that perhaps was said. Many people were going forward, and so they just sort of joined the crowd that went forward. But that was the end of it. There is no growth, there's no development, there's no continuing in the things of the Lord. Barnabas is saying, purpose in your heart. You're going to just cleave to the Lord. Don't let anything change that. Don't let anything dissuade you from that. You're going to stick close to Him. You're going to abide in Him. Sticking close to Jesus will not be easy. The world will make fun of you and assault you. The flesh will rebel against some of the demands of the Spirit. And the devil will be there to exploit the weakness of your flesh and to plant doubts in your mind. But the rewards of sticking close to Jesus are so great. Oh, the joy of living in close fellowship with Him. Oh, the thrill of seeing Him work in your life and doing for you the things which you recognize you can't even do for yourself. What can compare with the joy of knowing that the Lord is by your side, walking with you, helping you, and becoming conscious of that help and that presence? And as the psalmist said, who have I in earth beside thee? And there is none in heaven that I desire beside thee. I have the Lord here on earth to walk with me. But then He's going to bring me into that eternal kingdom. Stick close to Him. Don't ever leave His side. Don't ever try and go out on your own. Stick close to Him. You need the strength that He gives. You need the help. And you need that presence of your Lord to sustain. Stick close to Him. That's what Barnabas was saying to the church in Antioch. Just cleave to Jesus. Purpose in your heart now. You're not going to leave Him. You're just going to stick close to Him. And I have found the closer, the better. Shall we pray? Father, we pray that we will receive the exhortation of Barnabas to the church of Antioch. For here we are, Lord, Gentile believers who have become excited over the salvation that has been offered to us, the forgiveness of our sins, and the hope for eternal life. for those who will cleave unto Jesus. And so, Lord, may we purpose in our hearts this day that we are going to obey your commands. We're going to follow after you. We're going to live after the Spirit. We're going to stick right close to you. Guide us, Lord. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we stand? The book of Hebrews tells us to take the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we should drift away from them. It is possible for you to drift away. As Jesus said to the church of Ephesus, "Thou hast left thy first love." They didn't cleave to the Lord as they should. Thus, they were in jeopardy. They were in jeopardy of being removed from the power of his presence. I'll move the candlestick out of its place. As you look at your own life, have you drifted from that commitment that you once had made? Have you drifted from that close, exciting communion and fellowship that you once knew with the Lord? If so, the Lord is calling you today to purpose in your heart that you're going to stick close to him. You're not going to leave his side. You're going to stick as close to him as you possibly can. Purpose in your heart. Cleave to the Lord.